This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
A Telesur de Venezuela, al Foro Argentino de Radios Comunitarias, al diario La Jornada de México, al colectivo Más Voces de España y a todos los medios que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre del director del proyecto, Fernando Velázquez, se despide Norma Martínez. Gracias por su atención.
Este y otros programas del Informativo Pacífica pueden ser escuchados o descargados en iPod o en forma tradicional en www.kpfk.org en los archivos de audio.
And you've been listening to a rebroadcast of this evening's news here on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, listener-sponsored, commercial-free radio coming to you through your patronage. Also streaming to you on the web at www.wbai.org. It is Monday night. It is 1 minute after midnight.
It's midnight.
You're stepping over me.
Sorry.
You will be flogged. Up next, the Ravelries, Making Merry on the Night Shift.
I wish they'd hurry up with that transmission. I want to go to bed.
I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
Stepping out, spinning.
Night shift again. I'll be damn late.
Sure about this?
Yeah, it works all the time. All you have to do is go over there and you say, like,
I said that I could pay for all three lift tickets and then I left my credit card at the gas station.
Right.
Totally on money. Just not enough for all three.
Last run, gotta make it.
Woo!
Come with us tonight as we paint the town red on the night shift.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend, I'm sailing right.
your mind like a bridge over troubled water. I will ease your mind.
Shoot him again.
What?
Fool. His soul's still dancing.
She exerts enormous power, doesn't she?
You believe in curses?
Hours of hell lie before you.
Run free. Kill or be killed.
Universal Pictures. When the moon is full, the legend comes to life.
Dr. Haslein's theory of time, the vehicle traveling near the speed of light, the Earth has aged nearly 700 years since we left it.
Well, we've aged hardly at all.
Maybe so.
This much is probably true.
The men who sent us on this journey are long since dead and gone.
Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Thompson.
program is open for Executive Order 8C3423.
Listen to this, boys.
Pack up the kids. I'm going to be there in 5 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Hey, California is going down.
God, you sound like a crazy person. The governor just said we're fine now.
The guy's an actor. He's reading a script. When they tell you not to panic, that's when you run.
Night shift again. Night shift again. Night shift again. Night shift again.
I'll be damn late.
Yeah, it works all the time. All you have to do is go over there and you say, like...
I said that I could pay for all 3 lift tickets, and then I left my credit card at the gas station.
Right.
Totally on money. Just not enough for all 3.
Last run, gotta make it...
Woo!
Over 50 million chairlifts in operation. It's only a matter of time. Before someone gets left behind.
No one knows that we're up here.
This is so messed up.
Fight.
You're all weak. We're gonna die.
2.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Survive.
I don't wanna die of your help!
Frozen. In theaters, February 5th. is time. We are here once again gathered on the
night shift.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Saunders.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm alive.
No way, really.
Good morning, Miss Fulton.
No doubt. I am, indeed.
You look alive.
Thank you.
And this is your host on Master Control, Mr. Masiri, and in the background, trying to document this evening's proceedings for the court, is Mr. Chris Taylor.
Yes.
Hello, Chris.
So that we won't incriminate
ourselves.
Live
in studio. Live in studio.
And streaming, I guess. Can we stream live?
We're streaming on the web at WBAI.org.
Yes. No.
Here in the city of New York.
Super Joe.
I would have worn clothes if I knew we were doing this.
Oh, cut it out. Stop your bad self.
All right.
To recap what you've been listening to this evening, we kicked it off, as I promised last week, with another track from the Almost Alice CD. It's the title track, number one, called Alice, performed by Avril Lavigne.
Mm.
Very, very haunting lyrical tone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We then heard, again, one of my favorite scores by Artis Ross, one of the men behind Nine Inch Nails, The Book of Eli, the score from the film. Excellent score.
Mm-hmm.
We then also heard a cut because Miss Elena Fulgen wanted to hear my Johnny Cash CD. And I believe...
It was actually Avril Lavigne.
No, it wasn't Avril Lavigne.
Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple, mm-hmm. who was singing the female vocals on that. And also of interest, the reason why I picked the Bridge Over the Troubled Waters cut off the album Cash was because I know last night they on the Grammys they did a rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Waters to commemorate some milestone for that song. And I'm going to say 30 years. I may be wrong. I'm going to go out and put it out there and say that's what we're doing. And that's why it was aired. And then what you're listening to right now, one of the Night Shift's favorite composers,
yes.
Christopher Young, the score for Creation.
Nice.
Which I think Mike, before 2 weeks ago when he was here, played an interview he did with Paul Bethany.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So there you go. Some great music. And that's the score continuing to play in the background. I've also got the scores, which maybe we'll mix in here and there.
Caddyshack, please.
Andre Guerra, Extreme Measures, the new Harrison Ford.
Who cares? Mm-hmm. Caddyshack.
And Caddyshack for a moment.
Because
it is Groundhog Day. It is Groundhog Day.
Yes, it
officially
is.
Officially right now.
Yeah, it's that's Groundhog right. Day.
Bill Murray Day.
Punxsutawney Phil is getting ready for his big day.
And you want,
do you want to know what my prediction is?
What's your prediction? It's cold.
He's going to see his shadow.
He's going.
It's cold.
He's going to see. No, he's not going to see his shadow.
Okay.
It's cloudy day tomorrow.
He's not going to see his shadow, and it's going to be.
It's going to freeze his little tootsie
No,
off.
If he doesn't see his shadow, what happens?
Somebody's going to eat him.
No, if he doesn't see his shadow. No, if he doesn't see
only
his shadow.
Only
6 more weeks of winter.
No, if he sees his shadow, then it's 6 more weeks.
6 more weeks.
If right. he doesn't see his shadow, then he goes over to Joe's house and has, like, ribs.
Now, what is the deal with PETA trying to block Punxsutawney Phil from his great debut
look
as
at it
usual?
This way.
What's wrong with them?
Politically
I have no
correct
idea.
Is in the house.
But they should go and just get a magic 8-ball Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like, whoop.
No, we need the real guy.
No,
okay.
Like,
no.
We need the man, the myth. We need the groundhog, the legend.
No, it's so fun to watch. They put their hand in there and they pull that thing out by its neck. No, it's really bad.
And what's the guy on Staten Island?
It's terrible. I can understand Peter's position here.
What's the guy on Staten Island called?
You know. Which guy in Staten Island?
There's one on Staten Island.
And there's one in the South.
Right. No, the one in the South's got a whole different name.
Yes, he does.
It's called Roadkill.
No, it's called...
It's close.
Roadkill Punxsutawney.
There you go.
Yeah, but he's smoking a cigarette and just being cool. The Admiral.
Yes.
Oh.
What's the number here, Elena?
212-209-2900.
Let me just be called in California. Yeah, name the groundhog tonight.
His name is Bob. Yes.
Bong.
Just to,
is that what
Bong.
You said?
Bong. Maybe.
Bong. Yes, that's good.
Yes.
Just to
yes,
finish
Joe.
the roundup of the
news
audio interlude that we did at the beginning of the show. There were two trailers we played. The first one that got cut off and I replayed from the beginning is for this new Anchor Bay Entertainment film called Frozen.
Mm. Yeah, what's that one about?
This is about a bunch of three teenagers who get hung out on a mountain ski resort chairlift on a Sunday night, and they will be there until Thursday when the mountain reopens again.
Oh, okay.
So they're up in the air.
All right,
you
so
know.
It's like that boat picture.
So it's like water, except for a ski lift.
It's
in
water up in the air.
Should I feel empathy for them?
Should I know you?
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Is there
out.
A snack bar
Why
up there?
Would they get stuck?
It's like that
on
boat
a
picture.
Ski lift.
Open water.
Yeah, open water.
All right. All right. Okay. Open water 2 was even funnier than Open Water 1.
No, that wasn't funny.
No, it was funny because they were sitting there and the boat was just there and there they were in the boat. And so they're on. So what happens, Joe? Did you see this?
I haven't seen it. I will experience it with the rest of the WBA. Yes, the passes are
for. Got passes.
For Tuesday, February 4th at 8 p.m.
That's this Thursday.
That's this Thursday. I said Tuesday. I apologize.
Right.
We will have the passes at the counter. You can come on
down.
Oh,
you got them right there.
I got them right there.
Everybody, how many we got? At least 10, 15?
About that.
That's awesome. Joe's always got the hookup.
You can come by. And
this is for Frozen?
And then next week.
For Frozen. Now, here's the thing.
Yep.
Next week we go into Marathon. Oh, and also, I should just note that for the BAI.
I knew it was close.
For the BAI Cinema Club that Mike instituted.
Yes. First come.
No, we will have run of engagement passes for those folks.
Okay.
So that this way.
Special VIP.
So they got to just email.
No, they'll get their passes in the mail and they can go at their leisure.
Oh, that's even. Oh, you see.
VIP treatment.
So we want everybody to join next week.
Thanks to the folks at Anchor Bay.
Anchor Bay. Sounds like it'll be an interesting flick, though. It sounds kind of, it'll be fun to see this.
Anything will be better than Paranormal Activity.
You know.
Wait, don't start there yet.
And what was the name of that other film last week you guys saw that wasn't that good?
Legion.
Legion.
But, no, that was 2 weeks ago. But I did see, and I'll give my review later, of Edge of Darkness.
Are you eating
the Martin Campbell movie with Mel Gibson?
How could you be eating?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
To the cinema. But people need to watch out for this sound. If it plays.
Wolf?
Wolfman.
You know, that just gave me a chill, dude. Seriously.
It reminds you of home.
Now, you know what movie I recently saw? Dr. Parnassus.
Oh, okay.
I loved it.
Imaginarium.
It was great. Yeah, it was very, very good. It
was good.
The usual Monty Python kind of.
His Imaginarium.
You knew right from the beginning what kind of movie you were
in. Totally.
Yeah.
But when you hear the wolf sound.
Yeah.
And we will have some. I don't know how we're going to run it next week because Mike will be back on the Master Control. And we do start the marathon on Wednesday, so. Michael have to figure out
the
how to get away with
it.
The fun-a-thon.
Just so you know, 212-209-2900, and you can pledge.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
not tonight.
No,
not now. Oh, actually, we could use some money.
Yeah, cut it out. Listen, Miss Soupy Sales.
Pledge to us.
Listen, Miss Soupy. Let's see.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're starting out way too early.
See, I knew it was him.
B.A.I. Joe is just out of control.
Hello.
Ruh-roh.
It's a Wookiee.
This could backfire on us.
I know, totally.
When you hear that sound.
That's a potential date.
Not call in. When you hear that sound, you need to send an email to Nightshift, NITESHIFTZ at AOL.com.
Yes.
And what we will do is we will give away a pair of tickets to the person that makes that email at the time that we gave. That we make that
sound.
Now,
becoming a radio station.
Exactly. Yeah. Make sure you include your full name, address, and cell phone number in that email so that this way we can mail you the pass because it is a week from this Thursday, so we have enough time to stick it in the mail and get it to you.
Okay, so.
I will do this, unlike Mike Sargent, who a lot of people will probably still owe premiums from the marathon 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
you know,
at least. We're still in the mail.
We love Mike Sargent.
Right.
You know,
he's not here, and we shouldn't bash him. We'll just wait till he comes back next week and make all the kind of hell fun of him.
No,
we want.
You know, Mike.
We won't.
You know, it's like.
Mike.
We'll have to clean up our act, you mean?
Mike Sargent.
We'll have to clean up our act.
There simply has to be something better than
there'll
this.
There'll be a theme next week?
I guess.
There simply has to be something better than this.
Elena, maybe we should revolt.
I know.
What? You know, I know what
I don't care. As long as he puts me in the system.
That is a taste tiger.
Finally.
There simply has to be something
and bring
better
snacks.
Than this.
Bring salty snacks.
Salty snacks.
Hello.
Salty snacks. 212-209-2900, and you don't have to pledge. You can just call and make fun of us.
This week. This week you can call. And what I wanted to do, because there's one of my favorite,
Yes, what's one of your favorite
just
things?
Again, Edge of Darkness. So Wolfman, you hear the sound.
Okay.
You send the email, and if you're in that time slot, right. The first one in, you get your pair of tickets. You got to send the email, nightshift, NITESHIFTZ. @AOL.com with your name, address, and cell phone number, just so we can touch base with you and stuff. The Frozen tickets will be here for you to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, thanks to the folks at Anchor Bay, and maybe we'll play that again
later.
The
great Anchor Bay.
And don't send it now, but just so you know the sound, we'll do the sound one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the sound.
Cause it just
sounds like some girl I used to date.
I could sound like that for you.
No. Excuse me, I'll be back. I got to go email.
Down, boy, down. Yes.
I want my free pass.
Who's starring in Wolfman, Joe?
Benicio del Toro.
He's great. Isn't he great?
Yes, he is.
Benicio del Taco, somebody once called
him.
No, they did. They're not making fun of anybody.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anthony Hopkins.
Solid cast.
Great actor.
And who is,
I love Benicio. He's a great actor.
Who's the guy again from Matrix? Mr. Anderson.
Oh, he's good. The guy from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Mr. Anderson.
As well as the elf in...
Yes, he was Elrod. Yes.
You ate the green pill.
He was in. Do you remember that Priscilla Queen
of
the Desert?
Yes, he was. He was in that too.
Yes, that was a good film. That was.
But one of the movies we're going to review this week, dun dun dun.
Yes.
Which I was totally surprised of was the new Mel Gibson movie.
Mm-hmm.
You
called
were saying
Edge of Darkness, and what in my review, which you can see online at fearsmag.com, and I gave it a 12.50 across the boards kind of thing.
A 12.50.
There were people clapping. In the audience. There were people cheering in the audience.
Wow.
I mean, it's an emotional drama about a father whose daughter comes home, and right there on the doorstep, she's murdered in his arms.
Wow.
With a secret.
And he just snaps, and the whole thing is like,
wow.
He's just driven to find out the truth and who's responsible.
No kidding.
And the other is his daughter haunts his memories. So there are times when like he hears her voice, or he'll like turn and he'll go into a memory. And it's just very touching and poignant and
awesome.
Very well done.
Okay. So it's a good comeback film for him.
Very good. And he plays the Boston cop. The accent never drops. And he just plays this hard edge. You know, the darkest things that you've seen come out of him from, like, Lethal Weapon when it got really dark.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite films that he did, Payback.
Okay.
Yeah, Payback was good.
Good. Well, he's even
better
more
than
on than that.
Right. He's a great actor.
And,
you know,
and one of the lines in my written review that there were lines that could have been laughable had not they been uttered by such adept actors. So I wanna play the trailer because one of my favorite lines is like right at the end of the trailer. Mm. I don't know if you've heard it already, but. Anyway, and that's pretty much most of my review at this point. But we do have some words from the director, Martin Campbell, and I'll talk about that more in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about a theme for the show. But
wait a minute. You're sneaking a theme on us tonight?
No.
We were
themeless for... the themes are just whatever happens.
Whatever
happens. What do you want to do? Whatever comes
never
to
mind.
You.
Well, let's listen to the trailer.
No, if you want to do a theme...
What's the theme?
You know?
I said when we come back.
Okay.
Whatever the theme... Whatever comes of our way.
Whatever may come your way. Here's the trailer.
Hi, Dad. I'm going to come home for a few days. I love you.
Perfect.
Hi.
We here forever.
You're always early.
Wait, you're starting already? Come on, let's go home. Look. Seeing someone?
Yeah. I wish you had someone.
You're my girl.
Craven!
Still a lot of unanswered questions, but it appears Detective Thomas Craven was the intended target.
This is someone armed and dangerous.
What do you think I am?
How's he dealing with it personally?
Emma, Craven's phone.
Hello?
Mr. Craven, we have things to talk about.
Like your name and what you're doing here?
Like who shot your daughter?
I want to know what my daughter did here?
What she did was classified.
Emma Charlotte Craven was flagged as a possible threat to the United States of America.
My daughter was not the type.
You know, everybody talks about power, but they don't really understand.
Cases like these are never solved. You just never can connect A to B.
How do you know that?
Because I'm usually the guy that stops you connecting A to B.
You're gonna follow me in the city of Boston. Welcome to hell.
What does it feel like?
We need to abort right now.
It's too late. It's already been done.
I'm not gonna arrest anyone. I never do.
You are out of your depth and far from your jurisdiction.
My daughter was Emma Craven.
I'm the guy with nothing to lose. Fasten your seatbelt.
Well, you had better decide whether you're hanging on the cross or banging in the nails.
So what do you, that's
Whoa, you could just play the end of that line
that's
again.
That's a
you know?
Good tag out
you're
line.
Deciding oh my whether
you gotta decide whether you're hanging on the cross or banging in the nails.
Is that the theme for the show tonight?
So, no.
Is that the theme, Joe?
That's a good theme.
That's a good theme. What are you doing out there tonight?
What are you doing? Are you hanging on the cross?
Are you hanging on the cross or are you banging in the nails?
I could be fluid.
That's a good theme, Joe.
You like that?
I like that theme.
Watch.
What was your theme?
So, Joe, what would you do?
You didn't give him enough time.
B.A.I., you're on the air. Oh, he hung up. Look at that. He's gone.
He's hanging on the cross.
He's like, he's hanging.
Listen to it later.
He's hanging on the cross. That's just so rough. But you know what? There'll be people that, there'll be religious Zions that'll be calling and be saying we're on some kind of religious tip with that.
No, we're not. What's the number here again, Elena?
212-209.
Even though we're not. We're just being what we are.
900.
Well, the theme I wanted to talk about tonight was I had seen the Expel No Intel, the new Ben Stein movie.
Uh-huh.
And he talks about how all these people, these famous scientists who are legitimate and have had grants and have had tenure and and the like, have been ostracized from their jobs and their academic community because at some point in their academic teachings, they have uttered the words intellectual design.
Mm. Yes.
And basically what his movie and talks about is the fact that, you know, at some point, he talks about the finely tuned and beautiful architecture of genetic engineering.
Well,
at some point, he's interviewing all these people, and they're coming up with these ideas for mutations and mutations on the back of crystals. But when you look at the sheer beauty, and you cannot turn around and say that there isn't some kind of architect to this, and he even, you know, there are people out there who say, well, it's alien architecture kind of thing.
Well, you know, when this all started was the right-wing fanatics who were against stem cell research.
Yes.
And they made this attack against our scientists who were really trying to just keep up with the rest of the world science community. And all of a sudden it became taboo to deal in this industry, and then the Asian scientists started to go way past us, coming up with clone technology that just jumped into the 21st century. Now we're trying to catch up. Basically, that's what's happened. And then this happened during the Reagan years.
But at the end of the day, what's really, I think, is interesting, I mean, you know, you hear things about asteroids coming from other planets and the idea of potential seeding and all this other stuff. And when you look at the scale of and the arc of time that these things are supposed to happen in, you know, who's to say that there isn't some catalyst that's coming in from outside the closed system to move things in certain directions?
Well, you got to figure when the Catholic Church invests its time into alien concepts.
Exactly.
We're literally taking the cap off of the old world.
And not to also take that one step because you brought up the Pope. I mean, you know what he said this past week, well, last week about what he advised his priests to do
yes.
and stuff?
Yes.
They should spend more time on Facebook and Twitter and
yes.
blogging
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So...
Well, there's a scientific conference happening in England this week, and they're discussing the possibility of aliens. Yeah. That's the latest thing that's going on.
Let's see if we can get an alien to call in.
You know,
BAI, good morning, you're on the air.
But at the same
Hello?
Time, a lot of groups are being disbanded.
Byron, you're mistaken, Byron. You're not up to date on the on church teaching.
Okay.
Uh-oh, you got in trouble.
There's a new update.
What's
that?
They're not selling
years,
indulgences anymore? They're going to take us into the 21st century.
No, there's
he's so
you have to read Lonergan. He's been around for quite a bit. I mean,
yes.
yeah.
So the last 70 years or so. So that's the whole...
Byron is late.
Science is on. Yeah. It's just that they had, they're trying to produce scientists.
Okay.
But this has been going on for quite a few decades now.
Yes.
Well, the new direction that the church has taken.
He's just trying to show you, Byron, that you got to catch up.
I guess so.
Thank you, caller.
Byron's going to catch up now.
Eventually.
Yeah,
he's our regular. I love this guy.
Good morning. You're on the air.
I drink the blood.
That's George, isn't it? Is that George?
That's
George.
He's smoking the bad Chiba Chiba again.
That's George. So
and BAI, good morning. You're on the air. I knew it was him.
It's Russian roulette.
Stand clear of the closing doors,
please. 212-209-2900.
So I got a text from Danny. He's new rank warrant officer.
Uh-oh.
Danny has become a warrant officer.
So he's enforcing warrants?
No, he's moved up. He's got a new rank. He's excited.
Yes, but what is a warrant officer?
Somewhere around there.
Well, he'd have to call in and tell us what a warrant officer is.
Yeah, he should call in.
A warrant officer just sounds important. That's what he sounds like. It sounds important.
He's getting more money.
Important. He's getting more. It sounds important.
That's what it
and
is.
Unless,
you know.
Less
yeah, good morning, you're
Danny.
On here.
I ain't hating you, Danny. Make
yes,
all the
who's
money.
This?
Listen to me, right? But listen to me really clearly.
Okay.
I would like a pass for Frozen, but if you guys make me show up at stupid o'clock in the morning at BAI, and there's not one there like there wasn't the last two times.
You know,
I'll tell you why.
Hold on. I'll tell you what. All right. What's your first name?
Well... Can I just email you or something?
Well, I was going to just say, if all right, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
We're going to take your call and then write your name down on a specific pass.
I'm going to see if I can put you on hold.
That
hold on a second.
Fantastic.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
We don't want you to miss.
All right.
She's a long-time listener.
Right.
She listened all
Elena,
the way back.
Elena, do me a favor.
Yeah.
You remember, right?
She's on. I'm going to put it off the phone. She's on 9. Get her name and her email so that we have it.
Knock that thing down.
Okay,
and
then
careful.
Let me have your pen first, and I'm going to give you
I'm going to give you
the email address to tell her to send it to.
And then don't hang up on her because I want to ask her because she listened all the way back to I think it was either your days, Byron,
or before you.
I think it was like 14 years. No, I don't remember. She was like she knew Mike Sargent inside and out. She was going
to
take nothing from
it.
Mike was trying to
just get her name
trying to Mac Daddy with her, and she
I
was having
this.
Nothing to do with it. She's like, you know what, Mike, I didn't get my pass.
Do you have a high job where you do?
Does who have a high job?
Do you have a high profile job where you help administrate and facilitate?
Just watch that wire, Elena. All
right, so I got it. All right, she's off, so you can just pick up 9.
Okay, So, yeah, all right.
All right, I got you off.
And then we'll pick you back up. We won't hang up on you because she's going to go see Frozen with Joe.
Okay.
Because that's like being in the theater with Joe. Yeah,
and
like
I'm gonna actually email her the... She wants to make sure she doesn't get on air.
I hear you.
So I'm going to make sure that she gets the pass emailed to her. So this will take us.
Yeah, just watch that.
Don't
wire,
repeat
Elena.
It loud. Because I can still
Elena's
hear you.
Paying no
I might
attention.
Have to go in another room.
no, she's good. She's got it. Okay. Yes, Joe. Oh, watch that wire.
Ooh,
Elena.
Water.
Elena.
Ooh.
Elena, watch. Watch. Don't move.
We're being videotaped for posterity. Yeah.
Just watch that wire.
Posterity.
Thank you. Byron picked it up. That was an intentional.
Yes.
You guys are paying no attention to what's
no attention
on.
To me.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris.
What are you going to tell me?
Answer me this.
Yeah.
Riddle me this. Now,
Taylor.
Am I missing something? I'm looking at the...
Fresh out of the headlines.
Yes.
The Slime Time players, better known as John Edwards and South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. And they keep calling his Argentine lady a hottie. Take a look.
Right.
What part of the hottie is she?
Look.
I'm trying to figure it out. What did he see?
Elena,
in this
watch
lady?
That wire. She's paying no attention.
She spilled water over it. She's going to, like, get in the bathtub and be juiced.
Stay away from that wire. So, well, here's what's really bizarre is that Edwards could have possibly been...
Yes.
President of the United States. Could have been. You know, with all of this background going on in his life that we were just unaware of.
Yes.
And what do you think of this? I mean,
He was
the golden boy. If Obama wasn't how would we describe Obama?
Obama.
At this point? A better candidate, I guess. At the right place at the right time for the times.
Well, I guess
Edwards could have been. I mean, it could have. You know, anything could have happened. And then the scandal and all this would have, they said, may not even have come to light. So.
But considering the last presidents that we have had. And
all right, we got Elena's microphone back on.
And
you gonna bring her back up?
Yeah, we'll bring her back.
Their character.
Right.
Which has well been questioned. It's so nice. Like you and I were talking about this earlier.
Right.
Jill,
it really
back?
Was nice to see a president stand in the well of the Congress and take on both Democrats and Republicans
let Brian
and
finish
the Supreme
thought.
Court in challenging them ethically, challenging them in their moral fiber,
emotionally, bringing it all. You know, his speech.
The last
10 minutes of President Obama's speech was probably one of the best speeches I have heard in my lifetime.
Oh, there you go.
You know what? I really do. My God,
the short lifetime that you've had.
Yes.
I really do believe that.
I mean, it was just. It really was just.
I've
so
listened
right
to about
on.
50 years
and,
of.
And
saying,
she just hung up. Is that
hung up because you guys were. Just going on.
No, we were going to come to you. She has no patience.
We were doing filler.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, Byron went off on his...
You know what this means,
is that...
We're going to start getting this from the Italian.
You got to watch it.
Are you doing that? Now, call back. We want to finish our conversation.
You're on the air.
Oh, Lord.
I was quick on the draw.
You were quick 212-20 But do you want to finish your thought on that, Byron?
Yeah, it was nice to be able to see us bring some civility back into the office.
Of the president.
And take on and challenge.
Because you said.
Stop the gridlock.
Right.
What planet were those Republicans on? Did you see them like texting and doing skidoo puzzles and sleeping?
I watched the Supreme Court. Reaction. I watched the shocking thing to me was the military action. Sorry, Danny, but the military was just stone cold.
No reaction.
None.
Hello.
No reaction on that whole side of the floor. Caller?
But as Mike says,
it was really a cold, interesting.
As Mike says, there's enough political stuff on this station that we need to talk about other things.
We do.
Can we talk about the sex robot?
No sex robot.
Oh, please, this is a good story.
Save it for Mike.
And Elena will drop a bomb.
Sex robot.
Save it for Mike.
Are robots having sex now?
$7,000 for the sex robot.
It's $3,000 for a hard body, lifelike.
It talks six different.
And we can't probably talk.
Whatever happened to the $5 blow up dolly?
No, those are $5,000.
Thank God you said dolly at the end of blow up, because I didn't know where you were going. I didn't know what you were going to say. That's just not right.
Oh, come on.
Byron is just.
No, this is fascinating. Look how real this looks.
One point you take out the martini and you start singing. I swear I can feel it coming.
It's coming.
You know?
He needs a real
doctor. He is like off his meds.
George, what's going on?
Somebody go and give him a shot.
George was like the greatest caller. He would call in and contribute something nice to the conversation.
Not really.
And now?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I think you're just being
nice,
Chris.
Yeah, you were talking about Obama. He had the State Department or whoever sell like a bunch of weapons to Taiwan. He's bringing in the Dalai Lama, so he wants to mix it up with the Chinese. Along with the People's Republic of China, Obama's a phony. They're all a bunch of phonies. He's a fraud. He's not doing anything for poor people. Nothing. Nada. He's with Goldman Sachs. That's who he really is. You cut me off, right? You talk
We didn't cut you off yet.
No.
Relax. Slow down.
Before you cut me off.
We're not cutting
before
you off. Slow
me off,
down.
Along with the People's Republic of China. You got that straight. Viva Che.
Slow down.
Viva
Che. All right.
Slow down.
There you go.
Okay.
Rambling.
I was trying to get him to slow down.
He went off and away.
Okay. Yes,
he went off and away.
Yeah, he's gone. But
so.
Well, everyone needs to have an opinion.
And they're entitled to it, because this is America, and you can have it.
You can have it.
The right to bear arms, and you have the right to arm bears.
Or
Joe always has a quip in there, doesn't he?
Why does a bear need an arm?
Because
you never know.
Is there a pot plant on your bag, Elena? Is that what that is?
Hmm?
What does that say?
Yeah, good morning. You're on the air.
Something or other. Miss Sex is what it says.
Hello?
No.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
That would be nice.
Who?
Kobe,
first-time listener? Long-time listener?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
And what inspired you to pick up the phone?
The Obama call just now. I think a lot of people seem to have forgotten that Obama is just a politician. He's not the Messiah. He's not God. He's just a politician, and politicians do what politicians do. So nothing he does will surprise me, because he won't do anything different than any other politician has ever done before.
All right. Now, let me get your opinion on intelligent design, pro or con.
Well, I believe in the creator, honestly. I do believe maybe humans may have evolved from another state, but I'm very metaphysical, so I think we're basically just spiritual beings having a human experience. So basically,
yes, but if you take it, do you see him as a man in the clouds or a man in a laboratory?
Everywhere.
He's everywhere.
We're talking about the creator now, and who's a man? I don't even believe God is a man, to be honest with you.
Right.
I believe it's a woman, because women are who give birth, so I would think.
Hooray for me.
So God is a woman.
I'm a woman.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
We're down. So, like, full, just complete energy, just like the ultimate energy source?
Well, from the darkness came the light. Mm-hmm. We're talking about energy that actually, when you think about it, light, when it slows down, speaking about physics, when light slows down, it starts to become hard light or solid or photonic, you know, and then becomes hard, something you can touch, is something physical. So basically you're talking about energy being slowed down from the spiritual form into the physical form. So basically if you're going to talk about God, you're talking about an energy that can become physical. When it slows down, it becomes into the physical form, the third dimension. Basically, you're talking about energy that, if you know how to control that energy, it's like people who, you know, some of us can tap into other, how should I put it? You know, some of us, we're not in full control of our mental facilities.
I thought you were going to say some of us are enlightened, but...
Mm-hmm. Say that again?
I thought you said we're going to say some of us are enlightened.
Well, I guess you could say that.
So we could tap into different realms of energy?
A lot of us, we don't use, if we have full capacity of our brain power,
right?
That's a god. Because think of all the things that we can do now with the amount of brain power that we use. If we had all of it, then you're talking about a god.
Yes, but because we're in a tangible state within these three dimensions, how could we be God? Because then we couldn't exist within all realms of planes and space and time at one time.
Well, yeah, we can. Well, our spiritual beings can, because when you talk about the spiritual being, you're talking about an infinite being. You're not talking about a physical, finite being. You know, we don't have our spirits. Our spiritual beings don't have limits. Physically, we do, because we believe in this construct of time, which man created, you know, this Gregorian calendar stuff. And if you close your eyes and you take away all the clocks and all the watches and go to sleep, you have no idea what time it is, because it doesn't really exist.
And there would be a lot of people without jobs.
Yeah, that's, but
there's a joke like in there somewhere.
The weekends when you're not working.
I think there's a lot of people doing that now.
And the time and everything, and just sleep and just enjoy yourself, and you'll see you have no idea what time it is.
It's like this
show.
Oh,
Paula, I'm like going to say thank you, because
that's
you can
cool,
sleep
dude.
During the show,
I
and
feel,
it's really enjoyable.
I feel you
this
need a moment
that.
To catch your
this
breath.
This show has no clocks,
so thank you
joke
for,
and no something. Time, and just close your eyes because you don't know where you are.
The joke
and
goes,
no topic.
Right, the joke goes something like
no, I started with a topic. Don't go there.
Poor Elena, she wants a topic.
The joke goes something like this. If brains were gasoline,
yep.
You couldn't get a Nats motorcycle around a BB.
What?
Think about it.
Around a BB?
This has come from he who works on the farm. See,
oh, yeah, Byron, what's going on?
We'll get
to what's going on in the Y.
We'll
I know,
the
it's
farm
really
report.
All right, here's the farm report from Danny. Yes. Danny texted me, the Warrant Officer Program in the regular Marine Corps will be used to provide both technical and non-technical officer specialists who perform duties that require extensive knowledge of a particular military occupational specialty.
Exactly.
MOS, and who can be assigned to successive tours of duty in the primary MOS.
Yeah. In other words, it's like
Danny, just
man without a country.
Danny,
he got a raise.
Danny,
and he ain't coming back.
He got more money.
This?
No,
and
literally.
He ain't coming
it's
back.
A more money job.
God bless the Marine
Corps. I think
Corps.
The next step
he's
up is...
God bless America.
Hoo-ha!
Is it Sergeant?
Yeah, he was a staff sergeant.
He was a staff.
And
yeah.
Now he's a warrant
officer. Warrant
officer. Sergeant, I guess.
Right.
So maybe
that's not a warrant officer.
Someone
has to chew into something.
Warrant officer.
Yeah, right?
That's definitely.
Look, you know what? He's got a new stance and a new picture because he's a warrant officer.
New picture.
There's a new picture. I'll show it to you.
Let me see.
If you're gonna, Elena's out of control tonight.
Yeah.
I
good
swear.
Morning. You're on the air.
Well, you fed me. No, so what do you think?
Who's this?
Jeffrey.
Hey,
Jeffrey. You sound sedate and medicated.
Yes. I'm so medicated, Joe. Stop yourself. Listen,
that
I'm
is
really
a good picture. It's lovely.
I want to say a big cool. Oorah to Danny.
Yeah.
Oorah.
We're all proud of you, Danny.
And he's got a lovely picture.
Next on the agenda?
Next on the agenda. I know the intelligent design conversation, it's a cute conversation. It's a spiritual conversation.
Is
about,
he a Republican?
You know, wait, Joe?
Byron? No, Byron's a Democrat.
Byron
is hardcore
Democrat.
Save the world
okay.
love.
There you
okay.
go. Peace.
All right, continue, Jeffrey.
Yes.
How do we get
sorry,
to
Jeff.
Byron? How do we do the
because what's happening is, although you're here in with us in our aura,
right.
there's many different auras going on.
Got
and,
it.
You know, okay, so that's...
And we just
know.
Can't decide
and
which one
radio.
To be.
And there is radio.
Because one
and there are many stations. I love you.
Very good, Jeff.
That's very good. It's like, right. we love you,
Jerome,
but we don't think of you.
You're the eldest person there, so I'm going to direct this to you,
yes.
because as the elder, I guess I can't believe that in this conversation about intelligent design, you're not going to say, hello, inherit the win, Gregory Peck, Scopes trial, Christian fascism, hello?
You
am
already
I missing
said
something?
It. Remember
am
I said.
Something?
Remember
Whoa.
I said
what?
The right wing. The
Elena,
right
Elena,
wing.
Yes.
Elena. They don't
elevator.
Believe that we came from apes. Okay. They don't believe in evolution, and they want to put their religious thing on the entire world. Okay.
Well,
this
all right. Can I say something?
Say something.
Listen to this. Okay. If everything is always evolving, every species is evolving. How come? During our lifetime or of the last something hasn't,
years.
Like a frog hasn't evolved to something like something else that's around
Chris,
hasn't evolved Chris. To something else
Chris,
before
they,
our eyes.
Black people should be slight. Chris, according, blacks are not even men according to their whole well, you know what you're endorsing. I mean,
no,
you're
this is not where we're going, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
you're taking it from the base value of
why hasn't anything else evolved?
But the fact that a frog dog can still exist.
I mean, that's a good question. Do you think we really came from, like...
Excuse me. You need to write this date down because Jeffrey and the apes come from us.
Hung himself up. I heard it.
He hung himself up.
Yes, he did, Joe.
We were... Dude didn't hang up on you, Jeff. You were going, man.
He exploded. What time is it?
I don't even know
what
happened.
It's time for Jeffrey's brain to explode.
What happened? That was wild. Yes, we went from evolution to explosion.
He left.
Boom!
So do you all believe that we did we come from apes? Do you think we did we? Or did we come from wolves? What did we come from?
And the time right now is 1:01.
I'll tell you what I do believe.
And you're on the night shift. And you're on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, streaming on the web at www.bai.org.
I think we did evolve.
We're joined here by Elena Fulgham, Chris Taylor, Byron Saunders, and the man at the main control.
Joe.
Cruising along. Is Joe Masseri.
Follow Joe. Him.
Maybe Jeffrey's reattached the electrodes. And
he needs a sex robot.
BAI, good morning. You're on the air.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
BAI, good morning. You're on the air.
Welcome aboard. Hello.
212-209-2900. Let us know if we evolved
or if we're just spontaneously combusted. The Planet of the Apes evolved from man, though. That I definitely think happened. The Planet of the Apes.
Good morning. You're on the air.
I
plugged myself back in.
You got the hamsters going again?
Slow down, Jeff.
A big left turn, a funny note. Yes. Joe, when you mentioned you made that bear joke, all right, you reminded me of a thing about bears. I was watching this, Discovery thing, the documentary.
It's got to be an answer. Don't look for it, Taylor. You may not like what you find.
This is a great
Jeff, reach in your pocket. Pull out the 39 scroll.
Beware the beast man.
Beware the beast man.
Okay. All right, here it is. Bear
for
story.
He is the Harbinger.
What?
They did a documentary about will bears attack if you play dead, that old adage, play dead, and you might survive. They took two mannequins. They put a guy inside a plexiglass case. And so the bears can get to him, and they filmed it. You should have seen what the bears did to these two mannequins. What's one mannequin? They tore it limb for limb. It was made of plastic. Okay, so don't think playing dead is going to get you.
Jeffrey, I have one thing to say to that.
Yeah, I know, Joe.
You know what I say to that?
Bye-bye.
Okay, Byron. Am I wrong, Dad?
Time to nut up or shut.
But you guys did see the movie. It's a movie. You guys are all movie people. Inherit the Wind. Gregory Peck. Did you guys see the movie or what?
I've seen it several times.
Jeffrey,
Byron, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God.
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, Byron, would you school her, please? Thank you.
Okay. Will you school her?
Score?
No,
school
he said school note, you. Yeah. Do you know what?
I think he needs to school me anyway.
Excuse me.
Yes.
But I just have one thing to say to Jeffrey, should he want the call back.
Yes.
Shoot him again.
What?
Four. His soul's still dancing.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, Joe, he just told me I need
this
to
is
be
what
cool.
This is what Danny says. He goes, I was a gunnery sergeant, enlisted man. Yeah. Now I'm a Marine officer. Yeah. He goes, tell Jeff to lay off the blow.
B.I., good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
I've called back. I was cut off before.
You were ranting at that point, sir. And
I was talking. You were not. I spoke over you. That's right. I spoke over you.
And then you go bye-bye because there's always somebody in power. And this is the power of the finger.
Nobody speaks
that goes
over
on
Joe.
The button that controls the incoming and outgoing conversation flow. And if you do not care to participate in a dialogue and want to produce a ranting monologue, you will be exited from the airways.
So what point of view?
Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, you already hung up on him.
There you go.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Winston from Brooklyn.
Winston, how are you?
Hi, Winston.
I'm here. It's a very good program.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This thing about evolution.
Yes.
Why haven't we seen those dinosaurs coming back? If you believe in evolution.
Well,
you know, instead you have 18 wheelers and all big jumbo jets and all that kind of thing.
I believe in Jurassic Park, but do we really want to go?
You see?
Do we really want to Jurassic Park 4?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we don't.
Definitely do have dinosaurs that have come back.
Winston.
They're called Republicans.
They've never gone away.
No.
They're like those big fish. That's right. That's like those big fish that they thought were extinct that just came up from the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
What was Ted Kennedy?
See? But thanks to electronics, thanks to Edison and electronics,
yes,
lots of things have been...
What kind of phone are you calling on, Winston?
Change. It's a cordless.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You're a little choppy.
It definitely hasn't evolved.
Yeah. Winston, what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm still doing my music bit. I'm an entertainer. And those things are a bit hard now, you know. The music business is a bit tight.
Yeah, the music business is the music business.
Let's talk about a dinosaur that's going through an evolution or an extinction.
Yes. Yeah.
We're at the cash age.
Everybody's doing a record for 99 cents.
Come on.
I'm still trying to figure out
you
how
can go to the car and buy
to be
a
lady.
For $3.
I'm sorry, but you know what? Did you watch the Grammys, Winston?
No, I didn't.
Good for you, because, you know, I turned it off at some point, because I go over to my brother's house, and my nieces, my niece and her cousins, and they listen to, you know, other pop radio stations here in New York.
Right.
And you sit there and go, first of all, every voice
is
electronically enhanced.
All of them.
So they all sound the same, and they have no talent. They're not musicians. They're just performers.
Exactly.
And it's that one guy out in California who's writing all the songs for them. You know, the same guy that wrote the one comeback song for Vince Neil when he had his face job and everything.
Listen, Pink wasn't hot looking on TV.
Pink performed, but I mean,
Pink was good.
That was Cirque du Soleil. That wasn't.
I know, it's totally different.
Beyonce was good. Beyonce.
The voice
synthesizer. She was good.
Yeah, because she was smacking herself on the floor.
What about Elton John? And
you told me about the smacking thing.
What about Elton John and Lady Gaga? Weren't they great?
No, just Lady Gaga.
Two queens.
What about Bon Jovi? Wasn't he great? What about the tribute to Michael Jackson?
And what happened to the award show? It was more like a performance thing than an award show.
Exactly.
Well, they went down to 9 awards, and everything else was given off air anyway.
Where did this Lady Gaga come from? There were a lot of names.
Well, that's what Byron was saying. Where did she come from?
There were a lot of names. I've never even heard of her.
She escaped from Byron's farm. She was the milkmaid.
Oh,
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Exactly. She had to get up at the crack of dawn and Gaga the cow.
Lady Gaga.
Excuse me.
It just goes to show. Listen, you know what that says?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Anybody can make it.
There you go.
You know, there's more room at the circus tent than there ever was.
I like what you said, though. Cirque du Soleil. That's about as close as it got.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Joe
said that.
Yeah, good morning. You're on the air.
Very good.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hello, David here.
David, good evening. First time caller?
Off and on. I've heard you guys from about the time that Samori died.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Jesus.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
That's 14 years or something?
It's been a while. It's been a while. So you
well,
got,
just, I've been
you
listening, and I wrote a few notes down here to mention. Edwards has a kid, so who cares? What does that have to do with being a president, you know? Kennedy had 25 a day or something. babes of one kind or another. And it had nothing to do with whether he was a good president or not.
It's all blown out of proportion.
Yeah. This Obama fellow, I did not listen to his speech because I have determined that the guy, when Bush was out there, I thought he and Rove must have had a deal where he was going to get a case of who, if he could sit there for the whole 8 years and not tell one truth, everything being a lie, he'd get a case of booze or something from Rove. That was the bet they had. This guy Obama, I think, is even more so. It's unbelievable. And I call it a stab in the back, but why would I want to listen to someone who's just telling lies? I mean, what... Unless I can make myself think I'm from Mars and I'm coming down as a anthropologist or something, put myself in that position, but it's, you know, it hurts too much.
Well, what do you think he's lied about?
Every freaking thing.
So, in other words, the weapons of mass destruction that was the biggest lie that led us into the $1 trillion deficit that we have today is okay because it was the biggest lie. But the little lies that are being told seem to be bigger than lying percent-wise. Well, no, let's go back to the big lie because we based an entire. How many people have we lost in the biggest lie in the two wars?
9/11.
How many? 4,000, 5,000 have been killed because there were weapons of mass destruction. Come on now, let's be honest. That's all we ask is tell the truth. Tell the truth. I'm sorry.
How many of them have we killed?
Well, it's based on another lie.
I mean, a million? Half a million?
Perhaps.
Which name? David?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave. So, from where we are right now, where do you think we're going with the way things... What does the outlook look like to you right now?
Have you heard this phrase, starve the beast?
Yeah.
And?
Meaning that you want to spend all the money so you can't have any social programs?
And?
I think this guy's really a Republican.
Okay.
And
so?
Spend one benefit of the military and the drones and all this stuff is if you use up a whole bunch of equipment, well, then the corporations end up getting the money. And the corporations getting the money and the profits and all that, who owns the stock and gets that stuff? It ain't me and it ain't you. And it's a way of moving money upwards.
Your blame, then, is on the corporations.
My brain is on moving assets from you and me up to the top.
No, I'm saying the blame. You're blaming the corporations for
the demise
of our country?
People have to be employed.
No, I'm not blaming the corporations.
Well, who are you going to blame? Because that's where
support
all the money is.
Corporations. I mean, it's not just...
Come on now. Let's look for the truth. I'm trying to help you find
Joe
the truth.
Before we get off the... I want to ask one question before
one
we
more
get
question.
Off the air and come back.
One more
I
question.
I want to know your website that has the movie reviews.
Fears, FEARSMAG.com.
Fears like the company?
No, fears like in, you know, I'm afraid
scary.
Of scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Fears.
Fearsmag.com.
Mag, M-A-G like magazine.
Correct.
I believe you're living in the Matrix, my friend.
Okay, well, let's go back.
Unplug. Unplug from the Matrix.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Wait.
All right, one more, because, you know, it's only a two-hour show.
Okay, well, let's just say the intelligent design thing.
Okay.
Okay, now, I'm a non-believer. But let's just say intelligent design, and they say these wonderful things that you look into the middle of the cell and you see these great designs and all this stuff. That had to be done by an architect. Wouldn't it be a little more clever if this character, God, is up there doing this stuff? A little more clever to design the physical constants, the speed of light, the this and the that that run the world, run the universe, that make things able to happen, do all that, wind up the clock, you know, and say, go, push start, and sit back and watch. You know, that would be a whole lot more clever.
Well, I think the cleverness starts with flowers. Think of that, the amazing design of a flower. Color, concept, the fact that it is part of a food chain.
That includes us.
That's right.
Alrighty.
Amazing.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well,
Byron always has a solution.
Byron,
keep going, Joe. You're
a
on
flower.
A roll.
Is on a roll. We are on.
We
a roll.
We need a violin.
We're always on a roll.
I'm thinking
here.
A flower.
Yes, flower. The poppies.
Yes.
The caterpillar.
Poppy. What would be your favorite flower? The poppy.
My actually my favorite flower is
there's the wolf.
There are wildflowers that I think are just absolutely
the phone is callers keep calling in. Well,
Joe, what's your favorite flower?
Huh?
The poppy? What would your
through the tulip?
A tulip?
La, la, la,
that's your favorite
la, la, la.
Elena, what would your favorite flower be?
Hmm.
And speaking of flowers.
Oh, 212-209-2900. Oh, are you playing a song?
Wake up, Groundhog!
Yes.
It's that Groundhog. Groundhog Day moment.
Right. About to see that shadow, baby.
Yeah. Get up, Phil.
That was my favorite
Get
part.
Get up, Phil. Next year, we're going to broadcast live from Pennsylvania, night shift with Punxsutawney Phil.
Kenny Loggins, hot, man.
Going to Staten Island. Get Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Yo, Groundhog, you in there?
Yeah, you.
This is how it's going to go, all right? We're going to take you out of that hole.
Do the dance.
How you doing?
I'm going to reach in.
You got to do it like this. Because that's what it is. It's that stupid groove. Joking to the dance. All right. Joe's got the dance. We're going to put this up on YouTube. Night Shift does the dance.
There you go.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, that's funny.
It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
That's cool, man.
Now, that's good spontaneity, right?
Yeah, it is, right there. We just like...
That's the best part of that movie.
We just broke into it.
We're living the reality.
We are. There. The switchboard is going off the hook. Let's just pick a number randomly.
More religious.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Well, you know, I believe in God, but, you know, not based on the intelligent design argument. That never really made sense to me.
Well, see, my position is not the whole God thing. My whole thing is that when you come down to it, you know, it's like when you buy a fine piece of china, as Chris Taylor often does when he's out at the flea markets, and he's trying to take it to the Antiques Roadshow and find the value on it, you look for that stamp, that little thing that says, made in China, on it. Or some
made in China is bad.
Made in China.
Staffordshire, Lennox, okay. You know, whatever you want. Royal Dalton.
There you go. So you look for that creator's, you know, little mark. I mean, you know.
Roseville.
Well, you know, for me, the way I look at it, like when people say, oh, look at flowers, look how beautiful, or look at how complicated the human eye is, that says there must be a designer. To me, it doesn't say that because... If the flowers were all so ugly, if a part of that eye didn't work, we wouldn't be here to be talking about it. If everything was so hideous and so atrocious, we wouldn't be able to survive because it would be too hideous. People don't survive in dungeons because they're too hideous. So it's only natural that we should find an affinity with what's around us. And if our human eye wasn't working, if one little... piece of it wasn't exactly the way it is, then we wouldn't be talking about the human eye because we wouldn't have it. So that argument about design never really made me believe in God. What does make me believe in God, though, is the idea of, like you said, first cause of like being, pure being. Because when I look at myself, when I look at every object in the universe, including myself, people, and things, I know that I didn't cause myself, so then I say my being is derived. My being is not essential. It's derived. It's based on my parents, and they're based on blah, 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 everything in the past, matter, whatever, the Big Bang, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that has pure being is what we call God.
All right. Well, I thank you for your opinion.
Wow. All right.
All right.
Wow. She said that people don't survive in dungeons?
Something like that.
That's what she said, right?
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air.
Anybody know what's on Coast to Coast? I'm bored by these endless chats about God, you know.
Coast to Coast. Or,
maybe on the short way we get China Radio, International Radio Havana.
Yes, but see, people are taking the conversation towards...
What? Yeah. No, Obama. Let's get back to Obama.
All right, you got 2 minutes, sir.
I got more stuff to say about this Obama.
You got 2 minutes.
Yeah, no.
All right, go.
Here he is, this Harvard bumpy, right? Getting mad money from Wall Street, right? And he ain't doing nothing for the poor people. No jobs, right? Imagine what it's like being unemployed in America during 2010, and this guy is doing squat, right?
Are you unemployed?
This guy's a freaking disgrace.
Are you unemployed?
A disgrace. I'm not going to talk
it,
about my personal life.
You're not going to say much, sir. Otherwise,
I'm
not going to
talk with you about my personal life.
Why not?
Because I don't feel like it.
Okay.
I agree with Trotsky that the crisis of the 20th century is the crisis of leadership. We need a revolutionary vanguard.
All right, sir, you're ranting.
You're ranting.
You're ranting.
I'm going to talk. You're going to listen.
Are you a
Go get
you
a Big Mac.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, good morning. You're on the air.
Thank you.
Somebody fell on the phone.
Thank you for calling.
I know that my...
He took his happy pill.
He had a Big Mac.
Why are you talking on me? What? I don't know me.
What?
Wow. Why are you talking over me? That's why people are not talking, because there are nine people in the studio. That's four people, and they're all talking and not giving any listener.
Yes, we are, George.
Hey, by the way, Mitzi Gaynor
was not
in the original South Pacific.
And how did that figure into any conversation? Right.
George, I was wondering about that.
Mary Martin,
who is the mother of...
That's all, just to correct.
J.R.
Mary Martin's the mother of who, George?
Larry Hagman.
Can I hang up on you now, George?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Go evolve.
He
eat a Big Mac.
It was Mary Martin and Enzio Pinza.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah,
good morning. You're on the air.
I just saw that on Lincoln Center. It was good.
Hi, this is Frank.
Frank, how are you?
Doing good.
What's up, man? What's up?
Frank, you sound hot. You sound like you've evolved.
Yeah, I am hot, and I have evolved over the years.
Intelligent
design.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about
you got 2 minutes. Go.
The Obama situation. Yes. And people blaming Obama and Bush and all this stuff. I think that, you know, when it comes to politics, there is never going to be a president again that would do the right thing for the people because of the system. The people who endorsed them, paid for their campaign. That, as long as you always have that issue, there will never be a president that will actually have the best interests of the American people. Because I think the last president that probably did or had a disagreement with the elite killed.
He's probably dead. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the threat. Like, hey, listen, we have all this money. I don't care what your views are. We want you to be the president. We feel like you can, you know, you have to gift the gab like Obama does after dealing with Bush, who didn't have to gift the gab, always put his foot in his mouth. They see a guy who's smart and intelligent, but he works for them. You know, he has no choice. This is the reason why he got in. You know, he's no different than Bush, except that he's smarter, you know, probably a better-looking man than him, and that's about it, you know. Other than, there would never be a president again, as long as that we have the system that's set up now.
A socialist would say capitalism is the demise of democracy, because you allow it to be perverted by money.
You got to say that one more time, Byron.
See, capitalism perverts democracy. Somebody's got to be greedy.
Never underestimate someone else's greed. That's the mantra in the antique business. In the auction business. Never underestimate someone else's greed.
And George Bush is the poster child.
One man's junk is another man's antique.
For the rebuttal of intelligent design. There you go.
The rebuttal of that opinion.
Joe's throwing in a cleaver.
There you go, and somebody's listening to us too in the background.
That'll start a huge argument.
Yeah, good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm on it. How are you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I did want to let you guys know that, you know, it's the Federal Reserve that's running everything. You never heard about these guys being elected, huh?
That's
true. Okay.
I agree.
No one elects the Federal Reserve.
Who's watching the guys who watch the money?
Yeah. The guys who watch the money, they want it themselves. What are you talking about? George Bush, he gave all the money to his buddies there. And, you know, who can have a company big enough to insure an airline and a railroad, huh?
I think that's been happening since the beginning of time.
I've seen Zeitgeist, the movie. Eagle talks all about that.
So what do you think? So what's the outlook look like to you right now from where we stand?
The outlook for what? Because it's already done. They took the money and so what? That's it. It's gone.
All right. So let me ask you a question then. George W. Bush, intelligent design or lack of intelligent design?
Oh, man, you know what? You got to go with it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with George Bush. Like it has to do with Lincoln. You know, these people
Lincoln.
Are it's what's going on in the background with, you know, Daddy-O, George Dare, George Bush Sr. He's, him and his boys are running the things from behind the scenes, just like when you look at a Hollywood movie. You know, it's not the actor that's pulling all the strings, it's the director.
It's a puppet government.
Actually, my friend, it's the producer.
Okay.
He hires the director.
The producer hires the actor. The director makes it happen.
Who pays for all of the film.
Who pays for all of the film?
You hear that, everybody? Who pays for all the film? Right. Byron's laying it out one word at a time, one sentence at a time.
Yes, Joe. So you just yes. to make sure
oh,
you
yes. Let's play. Let's play.
Well, who is this? What is the significance of this? And
what does it
can
mean?
You see her if you like the music?
Yes, this is Lorenza Ponce. She's an artist extraordinaire.
Yes.
We're gonna play the first cut, and she is performing at the Living Room. She performed tonight, and it was a sold-out performance.
Last week,
it's
right?
free. Yes, we played a cut from her last week.
Yes.
And she's performing next Monday and the following Monday at 7 o'clock. It's free at the Living Room, which is at 154 Ludlow Street. And I recommend everybody just to come out and support the show. She's a dear friend of mine and an incredible artist, singer, songwriter, violinist. And this is her new debut album, I would say, which will be out in February.
Lorenza
Ponce.
There we go.
Enjoy for a minute, and we'll just take a break from all of the opinions.
So many opinions. Should have never
And the time is 1:32 here on listener-sponsored community radio station, non-commercial, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York and streaming on the web at www.bai.org. Thank you, lovely Elena Fulgham. Again,
interesting mix, you
yes,
know?
Yes, that was Lorenza Ponce.
Ponce, and if you like, Ponce. If you liked her music, she's performing this Monday, coming up next week, and the following Monday, free, 7 o'clock at the Living Room, free concert. Go and enjoy some great music.
And all through the course of the evening, that sound you heard was the Wolf Man. The Wolf Man.
Woof.
The new Universal picture. Coming out on November. February 12th. And we're doing a screening.
No,
thanks
I couldn't
to the
get
folks.
Your attention.
Thanks to the folks at Universal, we're doing a screening on January 11th. And you can pick up your passes if you emailed us at nightshift, NITESHIFTZ, at AOL.com. When we heard that wolf's howl, and the first person to get the email in at those times will get a ticket for them and a guest to attend that screening.
That's right.
As well as we have some tickets for the folks to come down to the station beginning at 9 a.m. Please bring your ID. For Frozen this coming Thursday at 8 o'clock, thanks to the folks over at Anchor Bay. So please come down to the station, pick up your passes for that. And again, thanks to the folks at Anchor Bay and Universal.
Let's hear your opinion.
And here we are jumping back in, everybody.
We're going to take a few more calls. We're here for a few more mementos.
Yes.
Ready for the firing squad.
BAI, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, you sell movie tickets. That's cool.
No, we don't sell movie tickets.
Come on. Relax. I'm not criticizing you for it. I'm just saying.
This is like that Monty Python bit. Hello, I'm here for the argument.
We don't do
this is the Ministry of Argument.
Joe's quick. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. This is not an argument. It's ridiculous.
Here we go.
Yeah, good morning. You're on the air.
I just want to thank you for last week, you know, that interview with Stephen Cannell that you did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike did it, not I.
Okay, well, it was brilliant.
Thank you. And you can tell Mike next week when he comes back.
Sounds good.
Should he offer that as a premium?
Yeah.
Well,
it was a great interview.
Thank you.
You wouldn't get it anyway.
Thank you very much.
Thanks now. Bye-bye.
Look at that.
Peace.
Peace out.
Yeah.
B.I., good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, all.
Good morning. Who's this?
Indeed.
This is Professor Larry out in California.
Professor Larry, how are you?
Yeah. Hi, Professor Larry.
Excellent. Yeah. the caller mentioned Coast to Coast. That's what used to be called the Art Bell Show.
Okay.
Yeah. Now with
George Norrie.
George Norrie. And tonight, actually, at least in the last hour, is going to be Zachariah Sitchin. Which people seem to love. Though I just think he's wrong. Anyway, he's the guy that thinks that. Maybe I better not go into it. Human beings were genetically engineered by gold miners from the planet Nibiru. How's that? That's a one sentence.
So it's a little bit out there, his theory.
Yeah, it's a little.
Well, it's my mind is lacking evidence. I mean, he read the ancient Sumerian scriptures, but he's kind of ignoring the actual plain text of what they mean.
Right.
You know, I have friends that are Sumerian pagans.
Oh, really?
And they actually use those very same texts that he thinks are about gold miners from outer space to worship ancient Sumerian gods. So, they do have a plain sort of religious meaning, and I think that whoever wrote them had that intent.
My question to you is that, okay, so you're listening to this show and then monitoring that Coast to Coast?
No, I just looked it up, what was going to be on tonight.
Oh, do you listen to Coast to Coast all the time?
Actually, I don't listen to George Norrie. If Art's not on or Ian, I don't listen to
Art. Yeah, Art was on last night.
Yeah. George Norrie is just...
Is boring.
I find him to be absolutely insane.
Yeah, boring.
Boring is the word.
Okay.
Yeah, the deal with the I didn't hear all the conversation, but about the
time travel. It was a little just a bunch of talk, is what I felt the show
about
was.
Evolution, intelligent design thing. I mean, there are things in nature that make me think there's an intelligence. You mentioned the thing about the signature.
Yes.
There are things like that in nature. Like, a lot of people don't realize this. Nature's color-coded. You ever thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, venomous things have stripes. Mm-hmm. Like, wasps and bees.
Hey, I read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, so I know what
Joe is color-coded. Did you know that?
What?
Black.
I know. One color.
No, you got an interesting point. I could say things could be color coded.
See how something like that could evolve. That, I mean, in other words, if you look at a pretty landscape, you could say, well, that came about by natural forces. But if you look at a map of the landscape, that someone intelligent had to have made it. The same thing with color coding. It's something that has to be imposed from outside. It can't evolve, because you could never agree on the different animals and plants could never agree on what the code was.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be somehow imposed from outside.
Sure. So you think
I'm not using that as proof of God or anything. I'm just saying it's interesting.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know what it means.
Thank you for participating on a dialogue tonight.
Yeah.
So I guess he thinks that there is.
There's nothing wrong with, like, promoting movies and selling movies.
It's not up to the creature.
Do we have a rule? You're only allowed to really call once.
Exactly. We've got so many calls.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Just call. You're
only
allowed to
comment on your own comment.
Yes.
You talked about evolution.
They're going to use a different voice.
Evening.
I just don't want to.
I think you at least have to use a different voice.
You sound like you have a cold.
I have a little inflammation. The point is this.
You.
Evolution. There's been talk when they talk about the vaccines that the organisms have evolved so that the vaccine that they thought they could use to stop a disease, wasn't going to work. You see my point?
Okay.
Now, there was a program that Ken Gale did on Ecologic, and he did another program with a woman who's an expert on human intelligent or unintelligent design. And I don't know if he brought it up, that particular thing of how starfish can regenerate a lost leg. One of their, legs gets cut off, and then they can regenerate it. And that's a complicated little bit of life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With all the little suction cups and everything. And so the point is, human beings can't do that. So this woman pointed out that we have a blind spot, but the squid has doesn't have that same problem in the eye. And she went on to a number of other things, like the appendix. There isn't any great need for it now. But if you get it inflamed and it bursts, it could kill you. So
maybe that's a different topic. That's divine intervention.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there is the problem of evolution and what's going on. So it's interesting to note that human beings, even though we think of ourselves as the most advanced, and we certainly have done things that other organisms haven't done, like inventing the computer and having all the capacities that it's capable of, nevertheless, we don't have world peace, and so on and so forth.
Well, thank you, Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We always appreciate your participation.
Well, and as far as I have a new thought, Mike says, oh, Elena, what is the telephone number? He should say, Elena, I could say the telephone number, 209-29
2900.
But you have such a lovely, compelling voice, Elena, it would be nice if you would say it so that it might, cause various people to call
Sherman
in.
Monroe.
There you go. And go rest your voice, Monroe.
Hey,
Monroe,
was this a compelling show tonight?
Well, it had its good side. I tried to talk to Gary from Staten Island at the last meeting of the CAB. And he was outside the 6th Street house, community house. And I couldn't talk to him sensibly.
Right.
And that's the problem with freedom of speech. You have
But you always said that the show's not compelling enough.
Are we reaching tonight?
I think.
Are we a little more serious?
You always say that we goof around too much.
We're covering
a lot tonight, though, aren't we? We're bringing out some points
there
here.
There is that problem. It's a Zen thing. You can be funny. You can be laugh even, but there's a time and a place for everything, and you have to think about the. The human tragedy that goes on in so many aspects of life, or even a tragedy to other creatures. So, laughing about it, it has its, shall we say, side, but you should not...
What did we laugh about?
I'm talking about, problems that people have. Like Gary can't seem to understand that he's injuring his own... advancement of his ideas by the way he handles himself. You see what I mean? Now, I kept calling and calling. Finally, I was picked up. Now you've been nice enough to let me speak. And I'm going to say good night, and I hope...
All right, we hope you feel better, too.
Thank you, Monroe.
As far as George goes, I don't understand what his... I would like him to talk to you civilly, so explain what's the problem.
Thank you.
Maybe he's just in a mood.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Moon is going to be full this weekend. Thank you, Monroe.
The moon is full.
And which is another reason why we're giving away the
Wolfman
pictures.
We're giving
them
away.
Keep going, Joe. You're batting tickets this week because the moon is full. So get your wolf on.
Get your wolf on. I like that.
There simply has to be something. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I'm Lorenzo Ponce, Chris.
Yeah, I know. But listen, we're not. You called our heads, but
real
fast,
real fast.
No. All right. Good night. Goodbye.
Joe's beginning.
B.A., good
Joe's
morning. You're on the air.
Like a wolf.
Hi there.
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, this is Stevie Massapequa in the car.
Stevie, good
Hi,
morning.
Stevie.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment about that Nibiru.
Oh, all right. Hey, hold on a quick second. I don't want to step on you. Hold on.
He's in the car. You're going to scare him.
Don't turn around. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem out there.
Don't put on the brakes.
All right. I just want to make a quick comment on that Nibiru. Of course, the jury is still out on it, but in my little bit of research that I did, they say that, they can now see it out of the South Pole telescope and that it will be visible in 2010 in the Northern Hemisphere. It's only visible in the Southern Hemisphere and is a bit of a cover-up. As to actually letting the people know that it's on its way and it's the size of Jupiter. So, I'll leave it at that, but, you can do your own research and see if you find out what I found.
All right, thank you.
All right,
that's
thanks,
cool,
Stevie.
Man.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
The impending disaster.
Massapequa.
2012.
Park.
There it is.
Amityville.
It's coming.
Copenhagen.
It's coming down the pipe. That's why I wear the hat, man. That's why I dress in black.
Wear a hat.
Wear the hat.
I can't find you.
Wear a hat. Always wear a hat. That's what Byron says.
There you go.
Wear a hat.
And the spaceship's going to come, and they're going to pick me up and take me to Zaboomafu.
Somewhere in the quad galaxy.
Exactly.
Man.
To hell with y'all. Yeah, good morning. You're on the air.
I just hope there's French fries there.
There you go. He's chanting for world peace.
212-209-2900.
Yeah, good morning.
Evolution.
I know, but
nine,
I like to say
nine,
it because he said
nine,
I had a good voice. What the heck?
The nurses go to bed at 1.
Okay.
So the inmates are running the asylum.
Everybody's allowed
in. It gives
you can tell by the calls.
It gives us more callers.
Everyone's allowed in.
And
I don't have to
I got one for that. Wait, do I have one for that? Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah.
There you go. Or where's the other one? Yeah,
those are loud. You got to bring those down just
I know, because I like them to be fresh. You know what I mean?
No, they're fresh. They're like way fresh.
Wait. Oh, here, yeah. Wait.
They're like, that. They're like diaper fresh.
We like that fresh feeling.
Yeah.
The clarity of your mind knows what scares you. It has from the very beginning.
A couple days ago.
Don't give it any help. It knows too much already.
She just passed away. Yeah.
Open the door.
Our positive energy to you.
She went into the light.
She's clean.
She now got to find out whether the light was the light or the light was the light.
And this is for Chris. Chris likes this one.
Which one?
That's about it. Tell me, though, does man, that marvel of the universe, that glorious paradox who sent me to the stars, still make war against his brother? Keep his neighbor's children starving?
Oh, I love it.
How come there's not one for me?
Huh? Because I didn't bring any South Park.
He didn't bring any South Park. He just plays Charlton Heston.
Yes,
Cornelius.
Pack up the kids. I'm going to be there in 5 minutes.
What are you talking about?
California is going down.
God, you sound like a crazy person. The governor just said we're fine now.
The guy's an actor. He's reading a script. When they tell you not to panic, that's when you run.
Yeah, that's when you run, everybody.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Years ago,
thank you.
He built a city out of blocks.
Oh, my Lord.
Today, over 600,000 people live and work there.
Let it go.
He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost. And you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Thank you.
Is that from the commercial? Is that what that's for?
No, this is actually for a spot that they did that didn't air. And then, there's a whole interview with him afterwards.
Oh, that's great.
So set me up here, Kirk.
Well, we'll do that. We'll go out with that. We'll go out with the Lone Rollers. But, Byron, what's going on at the Wyckoff?
Well, funny that you should ask. Wyckoff Farmhouse Museum. New York City.
Wait. What's going on at the Wyckoff? We should all go, yay.
Yay, that's great.
Byron, what's going on at the Wyckoff?
Yay.
Funny that you should ask.
That's great.
The New York and New York City's and New York State's oldest historic landmark, built in 1652 and located at 5816 Clarendon Road in the heart of East Flatbush, right there at the corner of Ralph Avenue and Clarendon. Every day, Tuesday through Saturday, we have tours at 11, 1, and 3. Of course, the 11 a.m. and 10 a.m. we have school kids. But for the general public at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., come and visit New York City and New York State's oldest historic landmark. Well, there are snacks. we have a gift shop that has some wonderful artifacts and items for the public to sell. But the most importantly is you get a chance to see 3 centuries of a house in which all of the Wyckoffs around the world owe their lineage to this one person, Peter Clason Wyckoff. Do you know that he and his wife had 11 kids, and all 11 kids survived?
He was an illiterate teenager, wasn't he?
He came over as an indentured servant.
Wow.
And worked his way out of his indenturedness in 7 years up in Rensselaer, New York, and then purchased land and married Greta and came and purchased a house, 1652, and the Wyckoffs lived in that house from 1600 to 1908.
Wow.
So the house is 357 years old. It's a wonderful place to visit. Come and see a part of history. But most importantly, thing about history that we should be very thankful for in our country is that we have a chance to preserve some of our great treasures so that people and generations can enjoy them generation after generation. And it's really amazing that every week there's a Wyckoff from around the world who comes and visits, like making a pilgrimage, and who have never been to the house. And it's very spiritual. I mean, it's a very moving moment when I can say to them, welcome back home.
Excellent.
That's cool.
And what's the website
what do you do
where
if
people...
Like
www.wyckoffassociation.org. Cool. Or you can call 718-629-5400 and get all the details and information. But come and visit. Come in person.
Byron's there if you
That's
go
right.
visit.
He'll say
mention
hi.
Mention his name there and say go. Hi.
Before we get out of here,
yeah, well,
I just wanted to... I had some a chance to get some brief comments and feedback from director Martin Campbell. Martin, who basically is the director of Edge of Darkness, who also did Casino Royale, who did GoldenEye, is got the upcoming Green Lantern film.
Whoa!
That he's directing.
Wow. Long in coming.
And Edge of Darkness, as I said, is based on an original BBC series that he actually directed the majority of the episodes. It was 6 episodes for the BBC series. And we had a chance to speak with him briefly. And one of the questions that was put to him was if, when he was preparing for this film, he had gone back and actually watched the original series.
Well, I like Mel, approached the acting. He didn't watch the series, and neither did I. I simply forgot the series and treated it as a new movie. I think it was the only way to go about it.
And the other thing was, you know, being he didn't watch it, did he have any problems going back and revisiting material that he had already previously worked on?
No, it all depended on the script. I mean, as Ray said earlier, you know, it entirely depends on the script. I think the idea of a father who's, you know, who's lost his only daughter and sets out on a voyage of discovery, I always thought that was a great story. And to be honest, I didn't. It was simply a matter of the script coming right. And when... Andrew Bovell did a terrific job, the first writer, but Bill Monahan took it to the finish line, and it was, I could put these series out of my mind, and it was a very good script, and so, you know, I had no hesitation in taking it.
You know, it's interesting, because the six-part miniseries, which I hadn't seen before I saw the movie, I went out and I got the DVD, and apparently there's a lot more politics going on in the BBC series Edge of Darkness than there is in this film, but there is, you know, you're condensing down 6 hours into 90 minutes. So then the question was, you know, is this as much a political thriller as the original material, and what point does the politics play in the new narrative?
No, I think it's much more about it's much more about loss, it's about grief, and it's about retribution. It's all of those things. I think the political story is the least interesting of the elements in the film.
So you have to say that you've got somebody like Mel Gibson in this movie, and there are some action sequences, there are some really good shootout sequences in it. But Martin Campbell, I mean, even when you look at what he's done with GoldenEye and with Casino Royale, it's a much more character, atmospheric film. So would he consider the new take on Edge of Darkness an action film?
Accumulatively, it's actually not that much. You know, the there's not a great deal of action in it, but the we designed the action so rather like a car crash. You know, most violent acts come out of nowhere. They simply, you know, they happen in the blink of an eye, and you never quite know exactly what happened, and that was the principle of this race.
So at the end, there were some changes in Americanizing it, and I also understood that there was a change in the original ending of the film, and wanted to know, you know, what he thought his take on the ending and the change in the ending between the two stories was.
Well, odd enough, it was we had a slightly different ending to the film, and it just wasn't comfortable. It didn't work, and in fact, Mel said to me, "You know, this is not working. It doesn't feel right," and so forth. And we discussed it, and he said to me, "Well, why don't we put it in the hospital, in the hospital corridor?" And that's precisely what we did. And so that's where that came from. And There was also another scene, which is, I think, one of the best scenes in the movie, which is the flashback scene to the little girl and the shaving scene. Well, I have to say that was entirely Merle's idea. It wasn't mine, and it was that was a scene that Merle improvised with the little girl, and we shot it in, what, 2 or 3 hours? I think we shot the scene, and it's probably my favorite scene in the movie, or certainly one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
And that was director Martin Campbell talking about Edge of Darkness, which opened this past Friday, the 29th of January, starring Mel Gibson. And check it out. Check out my review on fearsmag.com. It was an excellent, excellent thrill ride.
Sounds good.
And we're capping out here. It's 1:57.
We're out of here.
Wow,
we're going to play some Low Rollers on the way out, which is Paul Schmidt's band.
And just
a little bit of that.
Quick reminder, those people who sent out those emails, well, thanks to the Universal folks, we'll get you out those passes for the Wolfman screening a week from this coming Thursday. And stop by the building here beginning at 9 a.m. And you can pick up your passes for Frozen. This has been Joe Massiri. Thank you to Miss Elena Fulgham.
Thank you, Joe.
Chris Taylor in the studio. And as always, the ever congenial Byron Taylor.
Byron Saunders.
Byron Saunders. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
We're married.
It was all those calories in the food.
Such a hot couple.
Until
Big Joe, I love it.
Thank you.
It's been great, man.
And until next week when we return the control board back over to Mike Sargent, this is Joe Massiri saying peace and good night.
Just too much for me to swallow. She'll be riding with me. She'll be riding with me. I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. She'll be riding with me. I'm on the air with a gnarl exciter. Get in the car, we'll go for a ride. She'll be riding with me. She'll be riding with me. But I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. She'll be riding with me. Well, could be wrong on a night so fine. You're out of sight and you're on my mind. I'm just a bee and I'm ready to bubble. I'm rough and tumble and I'm ready to rumble.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.